Today is Thursday, March 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was going to record a little bit earlier, and as per usual, my boss needs 5 different slides done for some stupid-ass presentation on Monday. Because all we do is present. We don't ever... I know I talk a lot about work. I understand that. I understand that I talk a lot about work and you guys, you know, whatever. But it is so frustrating. I sat on the phone with my principal product owner today, who his boss is the same boss as mine, and he was complaining about our boss for 30 minutes or whatever the case may be. But I won't go into a lot of detail. All I'll say is that there's a presentation that higher ups want us to be involved in on Monday. There are two different presentations on Monday, and both of them have slide decks, two separate slide decks, and to present basically the same information. And they're saying to us, you know, we need you to present. And then my boss, he's our product manager, whatever you call him. He wants us to do the slides. And so then we go back and forth. He's like, oh, you need to fit these 1,000 things. And I'm exaggerating, but it feels like it. You need to fit these exaggerating things and by, or 1,000 things. And by the way, they all need to fit on one slide. And so I'm working. And then we meet with him. And then he says, okay, I'm going to take what you did and I'm going to create a slide out of that. And I'm thinking, what? Why did you have me spend 2 days working on a slide and then you're just going to take my slide and take pieces from my slide and then create another slide? Like, why are you going to do that? And then also, on top of that, he starts creating his magical slide and then he keeps coming back and saying, can you do this? Can you do that? Oh, can you get this other information? It's taking my whole day. And then he goes, oh, by the way, Adam, you're going to present on Monday for this other thing, and I also need the slide updated for that. Oh, and by the way, that's due in 3 hours. You need to have that done. All I am is we should just change my name from, or my role from product manager or product owner to chief slide creator or something like that. And apparently he doesn't even like my slides because he redoes them. Oh, I'm so frustrated. So I was doing that until about 6 o'clock. It is 6:25 right now. And then I was getting ready to record Geeky Gay, but I got distracted by video because I'm trying to set up my video switcher so that I can start playing around with that and maybe doing some video during our Mix Minus recordings. And the podcast Mix Minus, not the audio procedure Mix Minus. And I made a little test recording and posted it in the Discord channel for all of the lovely level 13 followers. And then Daniel called me right after I'd done that. And the thing is, I am so bothered by hum in audio. And if you're not an audio person, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But there's something called ground loop. And there are other types of hum as well. But it's like a high-pitched thing that you'll hear. And usually it's ground loop, which has to do... Well, some people may hear it in their car stereos or also in their... Like when they set up, I don't know, audio for their TV at home or something like that. I don't know all the technical way to describe it, but basically the audio cables are picking up some frequency from the electrical cables in your house. And also if you have a lot of things plugged in next to each other and you have the audio cables running parallel to the electrical cables, they can pick up the frequency from the electrical cable and it sounds like a high-pitched whine. So this new audio mixer or this new video mixer that I have, I wanted to hear how everything sounds coming out of that. And so you have to, I have to plug my audio mixer into the video mixer so that all the audio that comes into the audio mixer goes to the stream, to the video stream. And I was listening to it and it's getting a hum. It's a very light hum. It's a very light hum. And I was trying to figure out how to get rid of that. And it's the bane of my existence. Everywhere, usually after the fact, when you go in and edit audio, you can apply some filters to that audio and you can get rid of a hum. How many times can I say hum? But when you're doing a live stream, you need to do live processing to get rid of it, or you need to figure out how to completely get rid of the hum so it's not there. You can't just edit it later because this is a live stream. And I don't hear it through the mixer, or at least not as bad through the audio mixer. So again, you know, whatever. So Baron Frosty apparently has now started Weight Watchers, and he said to me, let's just look in Twitter here. He said to me that he thought he'd give it a try. And it's hard. By the time he got to dinner, he only had 4 points left. He ate some air fried chicken and steamed broccoli. He said, I've got to stop snacking all day. And what I'll say, Baron, is you need to pick a plan. There are 3 different plans. And depending on the plan, you get more or less free foods. And so the more free foods you get, the less points you get. The more points you get, the less free foods you get. But if you like to snack, you should look at the list of free foods that they have on each of the plans. There's a blue, a green, and something else. You need to look at the list of free foods that they have on that plan and see which ones of those free foods you would most enjoy snacking on if you're a big snacker. And then you can pick that plan, and then you can snack on those items all throughout the day and you don't have to count them. The problem is if you pick one where there's the largest list of free foods, then you get the least amount of points. So you can snack all day, but then when you go to have your meals and you want something that's got points attached to it, you have to be really careful. So I don't know. I mean, it's a fine line. I don't snack. I hardly ever snack. I eat really large meals and I don't snack. So it works for me because I can mix some foods with points with some foods that are free and really bulk up my meal with a lot of vegetables or whatever or a lot of eggs. I love it on breakfast night. Mark and I usually once a week have a breakfast night, and I can cook as many eggs for myself as I want. Last night, I made, now I'm going to forget the name of it again. There's a name. It's when you put eggs and you cook them in tomato sauce, and there's a word, and I cannot. I looked it up last night, and I still cannot. Let's see. I'm just going to Google eggs in tomato sauce. There's a word. It's going to come right up. Oh, shakshuka. And I sauteed a little onion. I put a little bit of canned crushed tomato. I put a little Rotel tomatoes with the chilies, some garlic, and I put that all in there. And then I cracked my eggs. I got that hot and bubbling, and then I cracked my eggs into that and made little poached eggs in the tomato sauce. It was so good. And I can have as many eggs as I want. All of that was 0 points. The tomato sauce, or the crushed tomatoes, the onions, the garlic, the eggs, all of that is 0 points. So yeah, there's maybe I talked about that yesterday, that I was going to have eggs and tomato sauce, shakshuka, for dinner. I'm not really sure. I don't remember what I say from day to day. So it is what it is. At this point, I don't remember. So many people have said I did not tell enough of the ski trip. And I don't know what you guys want from me. Do you want like a blow-by-blow of every single hour of it? Should I have written? Maybe I should have journaled every single hour of every single day. And then, you know, next time we go somewhere, I'm literally going to do a big fatty. I'm going to keep all my receipts. I'm going to put them in a pile somewhere. And then I'm going to, every podcast, I'm going to pull out a receipt and say, all right, on Monday, I went to the souvenir shop and this is what I bought and it was $5.99 and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to do that. Who knows what I might do? So I don't remember where I left off, though, talking about the weekend. Over the weekend, and I know we're almost to the next weekend now because time has just flown by. I will say this. I have so much crabgrass coming up in my yard. And I know that my lawn company told me that this year that would not happen. All the treatment that they were doing every time they come out was going to prevent that from coming up this year. Oh no, it is green and luscious, this crabgrass. And so I've got to call them, I guess, and say, hey, you guys, you promised me the crabgrass was going to go away. I don't want crabgrass. I want a golf course lawn. So anyway, I have no idea what we did on the weekend at this point. I did finish all of my homework for my product management course. And my new course started yesterday, but I haven't even looked at it yet because I've had actual real work to do. And I haven't had time to look at it. And by the time I get done with real work, then I don't feel like looking at more product management stuff. And this weekend is really busy. I have a haircut on Saturday, and Sunday I'll have chores and other stuff that needs to be done on the weekend. So I don't know when I'm going to get to this product management stuff. I'm going to have, and I'm complaining, I usually love school, but it's really hard to fit school courses in when you have a full-time job and five different hobbies like I do, you know? But anyway, I've got to get this video stuff working because, you know, we all know I do a video podcast. I've got to get the video working. So yeah, that happened. And then this week, I've really just been doing a lot of work. We did have one other thing that I didn't mention. So we have a lot of cracks that have appeared in the, like where the cabinets connect to the ceiling. The staircase up to the studio where the stair treads meet the wall, just the joints in the various moldings around the house, they're cracking. And so we called, you know, we have a 1-year warranty, but a lot of times these warranties do not include stuff like paint, but I've never seen so much cracking in my life. I had a brand new home in Texas, and I never saw this kind of cracking of, I don't know if they used the wrong kind of caulk or what the case may be, but just everything is cracking. So we had called and the home builder gave us some BS. Oh, well, you know, as there's more humidity in the air when we paint it and it gets drier or vice versa, things expand. And he said, but I will send my painter out. So we had a painter in, and I mean, he fixed a little bit, but it's still not perfect. I guess it's never going to be. I guess we're just always going to say, oh, there's another crack. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.